From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, April 8th. Coming up, as states open up vaccine eligibility to more groups, some are still hesitant to get vaccinated. We'll hear from Side Effects Public Media, the reasons for their hesitancy, and how public health officials are trying to reach them. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday reported the largest one-day number of new COVID-19 cases since late January, at nearly 3,800. Despite significant progress in administering vaccines, Illinois last week missed the mark for increased capacity limits at businesses and social gatherings as a rapid rise in new COVID hospitalizations statewide halted reopening plans. At a stop in Rockford, Governor J.B. Pritzker says reversing the 88% jump in new hospitalizations over the last month is critical before the state can expand capacity limits.
Unfortunately, as you know from recent reports, the number of hospitalizations is increasing. The number of cases of people going into ICU beds is increasing, and that's of great concern to us. So we want to make sure that before we reopen any further in the state, that we get that under control.
As of yesterday, nearly 20% of Illinois' total population has been fully vaccinated against COVID, and on Monday, all vaccination sites in the state except for Chicago will open to every Illinoisan 16 and over. Though Pritzker says the vaccines will eventually win the war against the virus, the recent uptick in Illinois' COVID metrics mirrors similar increases in other places lately as states battle both pandemic fatigue and new, more contagious viral variants. Election day was Tuesday in Illinois, and election authorities announced the results of voting Tuesday night. But the ballot counting is not over yet. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
On election day, a news release from the Champaign County Clerk's Office strongly encouraged the news media not to call elections based on the vote tallies released that night. County Clerk Aaron Ammon says that's because of mail-in voting.
The only reason I think I and other clerks now are urging the media not to call races is because there's so many more vote-by-mail ballots than what it used to be.
And if any of those mail-in ballots were postmarked by Election Day and arrived before election results are certified in 2 weeks, they can still be counted and could change the outcomes of some close local races. Champaign County election officials say they're waiting to see how many of the nearly 2,000 outstanding mail-in ballots arrive over the next few days. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The pandemic has caused a drop in school enrollment in Illinois, particularly among the state's youngest learners. Illinois' Deputy Governor for Education, Jesse Ruiz, says that's been a big concern since the start.
Our youngest students, remote learning is just not as a great experience as in-person instruction. And so some parents chose, in essence, to not begin kindergarten this past year and will begin next year. It's going to create a bubble.
Speaking on the 21st show, Ruiz says he thinks that bubble will help enrollment numbers rebound to pre-pandemic levels, but he says the state still plans to pursue a vigorous enrollment and recruitment campaign. High school and college students have generally fared better with remote learning and have not seen the same enrollment drop, according to Ruiz. Champaign County health officials announced 51 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are currently 348 active cases within the county, and 6 residents are hospitalized. Nearly 30% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population is now fully vaccinated. 24% of the county's total population is completely immunized. Still to come, we'll learn how public health officials are trying to reach people who are still hesitant to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. States across the Midwest are opening up COVID-19 vaccine appointments to more age groups. This should move the region closer to herd immunity and the return to some normalcy. Still, some say they don't want to get vaccinated. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs has more.
On a recent Saturday, a mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic is in full swing at the Corinthian Baptist Church in Des Moines, Iowa. People sit patiently, scattered throughout the church's pews for the required 15-minute waiting period after their shot. In the dimly lit room, they face a stained glass mural. It serves as a reminder of the church's significance in the Black community. It depicts scenes like slaves arriving from Africa, Black church choirs, civil rights leaders, and
the little girl with the beads in her hair. That is my daughter when she was 2 years old, who is now immortalized in our church.
Jackie Easley McGee is the health chair for the NAACP in Iowa, Nebraska. This is her church, and she says her husband designed that mural to be welcoming. She says hosting clinics in safe spaces like this are crucial to getting the Black community vaccinated against COVID-19. She says internal polling by the NAACP last fall showed the majority of Blacks were not likely to get the vaccine. To increase confidence, Easley McGee's pumped information into the community, putting together panels with Black doctors, faith leaders, and even vaccine trial participants.
In a pandemic, we really needed, you know, that message to come from people that look like them.
Iowa's Black community isn't the only group that's been hesitant about getting vaccinated. Rolando Sanchez is a pulmonologist at the University of Iowa. He works with a group of doctors to reach out to the state's Latinx community. He says he's done everything from debunk vaccine conspiracy theories to address fears of deportation from going to health clinics.
There is a lot of misinformation, and some of them also don't speak English, so they don't have access to education and medical information in their own language.
According to a poll released by NPR and the PBS NewsHour last month, 30% of Americans say they do not plan to get the vaccine. Aaron Shear is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa. He studies vaccine confidence and says there's been a lot of poor communication during this rollout.
A lot of times you have to think about what the underlying motivations are, you know, whether they're conscious or not, that might be driving that resistance to getting vaccinated.
Tate concerns that available vaccines were developed too quickly. Shear says he frequently hears leaders point out that the vaccines have passed FDA safety checks.
The explanation really doesn't address that intuition that there's a trade-off between speed and quality.
Shear says it would be much better to explain that this coronavirus is very similar to the virus that caused the 2003 SARS outbreak. So scientists already had a lot of the data they needed to develop the vaccine.
It's kind of like starting a 100-meter dash at the 90-meter, you know, line. You know, you don't have this far to go.
And Shear says in order to reach hesitant groups, this reassuring, empathetic messaging needs to be pushed by trusted leaders in those groups. But that's not always so easy. While recent polls have found vaccine confidence is increasing overall, including in minority communities, 49% of Republican men said they are not planning to get the shot, according to last month's national poll by NPR and the PBS NewsHour. Top Republican leaders like Governor Kim Reynolds and Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley have encouraged everyone to get vaccinated. But Iowa Speaker of the House Pat Grassley, the grandson of Chuck Grassley, has so far declined. Iowa City resident Nick DeLigi feels his Republican family members who don't want the vaccine are mostly influenced by conservative media personalities who continue to plant seeds of doubt about the vaccine.
And when you do that, people who are more susceptible to conspiracy theories or believing, you know, things that aren't outright proven, they're going to take that little twinge of doubt and run with it.
DeLigi hopes his relatives will change their minds. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with a chance of showers and a high of 64 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, Dana Cronin, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.